from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. Valentine's Day is around the corner, and it's the season of love songs. A little Barry White, maybe? Love is also in the air down the coast, but it sounds something like this. That is a male northern elephant seal. It's the peak of their mating season right now on California's beaches. KQED science reporter Lauren Summer visited Año Nuevo State Reserve, where researchers are learning how these sounds help the males score with the ladies.
Elephant seals spend most of the year alone out in the Pacific Ocean. So you can probably imagine what happens when they get together every winter.
Oh, well, that's mating behavior.
Naturalist Lisa Wolfplain is leading a public tour at Año Nuevo State Reserve, just north of Santa Cruz, where hundreds of elephant seals are packed together on a narrow strip of beach. Just in front of us, a male elephant seal has come up to a female, and, well, you get the idea.
You know, he's going after her. There he goes.
Now, if you're picturing an animal like a sea lion, think again. Male elephant seals are the size of an SUV, 15 feet long and 4,000 pounds. They have a huge fleshy nose that hangs over their mouth. Now, there are plenty of available females here, but most of these males will strike out. The dating scene is controlled by alpha males.
The alpha's strategy is to be dominant over a group of females, the harem, and they want to have the first kind of right to mate.
You can see the alpha males right in the middle of their group. Some have 10 females, some have 100. The rest of the males, the betas, are on the outskirts, just watching, waiting for their chance.
So this guy is coming in.
One has decided this is his moment. He moves quickly toward a female, faster than you might think for an animal with so much blubber. The alpha male perks up and answers with customary bravado. Sometimes the fight ends there, but not this one.
Now they're just hitting with their heads.
They lunge at each other, but a few strikes seem to be enough.
No, yeah, he turned around and ran.
These fights can get bloody, and all the while, other males are taking advantage and sneaking in. It adds up to a very stressful time for male elephant seals.
It's not advantageous for males to fight all the time.
Carolyn Casey is a researcher at the University of California, Santa Cruz. She says fights are extremely risky.
Sometimes they can result in death, and we've seen that.
Plus, elephant seals don't eat while on land, so they have limited energy. Casey says, as with humans, one way to avoid fighting is communication. But until now, no one was really sure what the males were saying to each other. So she and her colleagues have been studying a small patch of beach with about 50 males.
We have come up with kind of this ranking system where we assign each male a score.
It's the same system used in professional sports. The males win or lose points with every fight. Casey says that's helped them see how communication fits in. Just take the example of one male elephant seal named X579.
His call to me is my favorite. He always has this really lovely note at the end of it.
X579 was a beta male with a lot of competition.
He tends to vocalize and challenge everybody right when he gets there.
He challenged an alpha named GL, who responded.
His call was very short. It was very to the point. That is what is so incredible. All of the animals sound completely different from one another.
What's more, each male uses the same call year after year, whether he has a harem or not. It's their signature call, and they flaunt it.
A larger, more dominant animal will come up to an animal, a smaller animal, maybe beat him up a little bit, call at him, you know, before and after, be like, hey, this is me. I'm Bob. Don't mess with me.
It's all about spreading your reputation around, she says.
That's called associative learning, and that's very unique among marine mammals. That means that every male has the potential to be learning every other male based on their acoustic signature at that site.
Casey says these complex communication systems have been studied in songbirds and other animals, but less is known about marine species.
I think it's just a piece of a larger puzzle in understanding kind of how these animals breed and ultimately how they're going to survive.
Elephant seals were hunted to near extinction for their blubber a century ago. Fewer than 100 were left off the coast of Mexico. With protective laws in place, today there are 170,000 northern elephant seals and growing. That's good news for Casey's loner elephant seal, X579. This year, he's an alpha male for the first time. Back at Año Nuevo, a few others aren't quite so lucky.
So here we have Pole Beach. It's a place where those that can't get any action are going to just hang out for the season.
Naturalist Lisa Wolfclane points to a group of male seals on what's been nicknamed Bachelor Beach. They've given up for now, but hey, there's always next year. At Año Nuevo State Reserve, I'm Lauren Summer, KQED News.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. You'll find more science and environment news online at kqed.org/science.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.